Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Phoenix Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Welcome to Phoenix Business Radio, broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studio inside Max 6 Workspace and the Conscious Capitalism Arizona headquarters in Tempe, Arizona, where we help build businesses and connect you with the right people. I'm Karen Nowicki, and I'm very excited to be sitting with a very new friend. We've been together for 5 minutes, and I think we've already hit it off. I'd like to introduce you to Sarah Richardson, who is a preeminent, that's a tough word for me, leader in residential real estate here in the Phoenix area. And as the designated broker and founder of True Realty, she's also on the cutting edge with blockchain implementation. So welcome to the studio, Sarah.
Thank you for having me.
I'm thrilled. We're going to have you back again. I can already sense that.
Okay.
So I know that we have a lot to talk about. I would first like for you to simply introduce True Realty to your listeners and a little bit about how you got into real estate.
Sure. True Realty was started in 2010. However, just to back it up a little, I started in commercial real estate in 2004. So I did shopping center leasing, primarily retail commercial, and found that 2008 wasn't going to carry me financially, and I had to find something else to do fast. So I decided to take some of my commercial investors, some of my friends and family, and I said, you know what, we're going to go and buy foreclosures and short sales, and I'm going to make them pretty, and we're going to fix and flip them. And they're like, you've never done this before. I'm like, absolutely, I have never done this before, but I don't think you can lose. And I showed them how they can make minimum 60% on their money. And we did about 3 flips, and they made over 100% on their money.
Oh, wow. On your first 3.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So I put together a pro forma. I really got my ducks in a row and did my research and just said, okay, we're going to try this. And then did 4 very successful, over 100% returns. And then they told their friend who told their friend who told their friend.
And it grew.
And it just grew into an empire. So I started True Realty to really satisfy my fix and flip and investing business in 2010. And that really started to dry up in 2013.
The fix and flips.
And they're still very prevalent, but not the volume that I was doing. So I said, you know, I've got this brokerage. I've got a great name. Let's rebrand. And I aligned myself with our current director of sales. He and I have been together now 5 years, and we created a proprietary training curriculum for brand new agents directly out of school. And it's been incredibly successful.
So smart.
Training new agents how to grow a real estate business and really giving back and helping them. So that's been our main focus. We still deliver for fix and flips. We do that on a small scale. I really attract a lot of investor agents. I'm a very investor-friendly broker. But for the most part, we really train and we really help our growing a culture and a community through the brokerage.
How do new agents find out about you? Word of mouth, or does the real estate school recommend? Or how do they kind of come to you? Or do you go looking for them? Yeah,
both. Mostly the school, a little through word of mouth now because of other positive experiences our agents are having and they're telling other agents. So that's, you know, the best compliment you could receive. And so, yeah, it's the school and word of mouth. And now we're attracting seasoned agents, people that really want to be part of the brand and part of the technology we're about to talk about too.
Yes. So let's segue to that because it's fascinating. Blockchain technology is fascinating. Oftentimes our listeners are more savvy and smarter than me. So I'll admit that up front. When I thought of blockchain, the first thing I thought of was Bitcoin and that whole piece around, you know, money exchange out there somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So could you explain blockchain from your perspective and then tell us how that relates to True Realty and what you're doing?
Sure. And just so you know, I'm not a developer either, so I can dumb it down really
yeah,
simply.
Please. Keep it easy for
yes,
me.
Yes. And so that's what I'm good at. But really, blockchain is a technology. And all those cryptocurrencies, there's over 1,000 cryptocurrencies in the world right now. They're all built on blockchain technology. So I think that's why a lot of people get confused with the two. But, you know, the technology is new and it's something that I think can benefit all different kinds of industries because of the way it's created. It's kind of like a sister of the internet. And I think a lot of people are scared of it in a lot of ways too, because they don't understand it. And you know, when the internet was created, people didn't know what WWW stood for to use it.
Right.
So I think, you know, people get all technical and they're like, what is it? How does it work? It really doesn't matter. I think it's more the way the code is created. It's safer. It's more secure. It's harder to hack, though. You know, I think it is hackable and people are proving that it's hackable. But it's just a way to create process for your business on a technology. So it's really great for a lot of different industries financially. I'm sorry, I lost my train of thought, but you know, the banking industry, title and escrow could really benefit from it. But at True Realty, we decided that we could benefit from it by for getting a global reach. And so I can kind of back it up a little bit, but we found a company called Propy, P-R-O-P-Y.com. It's a third-party blockchain service platform that has listings on it globally. Primarily, most of the listings on this platform are in other countries, mostly in Asia and Eastern Europe and South America.
Who've been more quick to
adopt.
I was curious. Yes. Do you think that's the case? They've been more quick to adopt this idea of shared information through blockchain.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. And the governments that are a little bit more unsettled are the one, I think that's where it's really flourishing, this technology. But just to back it up, so I was interviewing an agent last summer, and I wanted to recruit her to True Realty, and she decided to go in another direction, no problem. But then I saw her about 6 months ago down at Galvanize, downtown Phoenix.
Love Galvanize.
Talking about blockchain for real estate. And I'm instantly private messaged her. I was like, what are you doing? I need to meet with you tomorrow. And I heard about what she was doing, and she was the general manager of this Propy platform. And I said, I want to have True Realty be the first brokerage that signs up with this.
Wow.
Because I understand the benefit of this technology, and we haven't had a successful transaction yet. So right now we have 30 listings or so, True Realty listings on the blockchain platform. And once we get a reservation, which is like somebody interested from another country, then we can facilitate a transaction. But it should take maybe about 4 to 7 hours to facilitate a transaction through this blockchain platform.
Over what would it be doing it outside of that? Outside of blockchain.
Well, if it's someone in the United States, we can probably facilitate it in a few days. A cash transaction, depending on how fast the title and escrow company can move and the brokers can move, in a few days.
But an international transaction and months, purchase, months.
Months,
right?
Yes, because it takes a long time.
And you said how quickly through blockchain?
4 to 7 hours.
Wow. Okay, so... so much here. So for our listeners who are like Karen Nowicki, who this is all new to, I remember when I was kind of learning about blockchain technology, there were two examples that were given to me. So feel free to clean it up for me if I don't get it right. But one was like back in the day when we had to share, let's just say documents, like a Microsoft document, we'd have to send it through an email. And if I wanted you to edit it and give your input to it before we put it out or whatever, publish it, you'd have to make edits. I couldn't look at it. Well, I could look at it maybe, but it wasn't going to be the up-to-date version, right? Mm-hmm. And so we'd have to pass it back and forth. And it was really, really reliant on, you know, my hard drive and or my transferring back and forth to you. That's not blockchain. Another example is shared documents in Google, mm-hmm. where you and I could be working on a document at the same time. I could see the changes as they're happening, whether it's a spreadsheet or a document or whatever. We can work from the same folder, and not just you and I, multiple people, but it still is owned by whoever originated that document. So if I chose to, I could shut it down and say, okay, well, we're done with this shared document or this shared folder, and I could get rid of it. Blockchain is even more enhanced and more phenomenal than that, because it is an abundant amount of accessible to abundant amount of people, and far more protected, although you did say that there are some possibilities of someone hacking in there, but it isn't owned or originated by someone, right? How am I doing with that?
You're doing
that
perfect. And the word that everyone uses is decentralized.
Okay, love that.
That's the word. And so it really doesn't have a governing body. And that's, I think, what you're describing.
Yep. And that on the spot, in the moment, updated version of huge information, for example, with real estate, right? I as you talked about how it's starting in real estate and who's using it, I can only imagine how many people eventually will be on this bandwagon, because it will be all up-to-date information. And MLS, it's owned by somebody. Mm-hmm. It's centrally located and or owned, and it's fairly up-to-date. But I know that there is some lag there, especially once you start turning out some of that data into social media and some of that. So how incredible that you're on the cutting edge of this. And I love your story around how you discovered what, you know, and again, we love Galvanize. We did a broadcast, live broadcast there not too long ago, and always appreciate our Galvanize friends. So you've got 30 listings in there right now.
Mm-hmm. And it's always changing. Yeah. I mean, we may have a little less. I hadn't checked today.
Yeah. And have you had some interest? Or have you had folks interested in properties and there just hasn't been a sale yet?
Correct. Uh-huh. We've had people inquire on our listings from other countries, both Asian countries, one from China, one from Singapore, people looking, inquiring about our listings and us just really trying to educate them on what the process would be. But these people are already on property.
I was just going to say that. And they're already looking for property.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they may or may not have facilitated something in their prospective country or another country as well. And the property platform has one successful transaction in Vermont. They're working on one right now in Beverly Hills.
Awesome.
And I'm in the process. I may have something coming up soon, but as soon as I do, I'll let you know.
You do that. There's our invitation to have you come back.
Okay.
And how does it enable in buyers and sellers? Like, how is it different for, say, the actual homeowner or the one who chooses to be a homeowner?
That's a good question. So in our listing agreement that we have our seller sign when we're on a listing appointment, they have to sign an exclusive right to sell. That's what the listing agreement's called. There's nothing in that that listing agreement that talks about blockchain technology.
I'd imagine not.
So I've had to work with our attorneys to have an addendum to that drafted, basically saying in a nutshell that the seller will agree to advertise their property on a third-party blockchain platform and furthermore will agree to accept cryptocurrency or any fiat currency for their property to facilitate a transaction on that blockchain platform.
Okay, what does fiat currency mean?
Fiat is like the car.
Uh-huh.
Yes. So a fiat is any global currency, yen.
Oh, sure.
Pesos.
Okay.
Euro.
And yeah. All right. So and it again facilitating that transaction far quicker.
Mm-hmm.
And more streamlined, right?
And
instead
not
of
disrupting our current process,
right?
Either. So I can even go over what that may even look
please.
Like.
Yes, please.
So let's say we get someone in Japan that wants to purchase one of our listings tomorrow. So what they'll do is they'll contact us through the property platform and put in a reservation, which is just like an earnest money deposit. True Realty will get contacted. I'll get contacted, the agent, and then the local general manager from property will get notified. Then at that point in time, we will be uploading to the platform our traditional purchase contract that we use in Arizona. The title and escrow company will upload their preliminary title docs, their settlement statement, and really property will facilitate the transaction of yen to USD
right.
And work with the Maricopa County Recording Department to record the deed. And all that's done through smart contracts backed in through the third-party platform.
Wow.
Yeah, it's awesome.
What do you see down the road industry-wide for this, real estate-wide for this?
I think it's going to be slow. I think we're really on the forefront.
Yeah, really
on the forefront. I think it's going to be slow to change.
Because we're so used to doing things a certain way? Or what do you think?
Real estate has got so many moving parts. There's so many players involved in a transaction and everyone has to get on board with that. And it's scary.
And it's so highly legalized, right? So highly tied to contract and law mm-hmm. to protect the buyers and the sellers, of course, and the agents for that matter. Okay, so where do you see this going for True Realty though? Because this just blows the lid off. Who knows, how do I say this? It blows the lid off your availability for your buyers and sellers.
Absolutely. And it gives me a global presence. And with 95 agents in Scottsdale, Arizona, nobody even knows Scottsdale, Arizona in other countries. It gives me a global presence to be able to do things internationally. So bringing down those borders is huge for us. And so I see us being able to get a few of these done. Do I see it happening on a regular basis? I think that's probably a few years down the road. But there are unique investors. There are a lot of crypto holders out there that may want to use this platform to transition. Instead of just going to a Bitcoin ATM, they can buy an asset through this platform a little bit more securely instead of just transferring into USD and then paying cash.
I love that. So you're sitting at this meeting learning about blockchain. What we didn't hear this part of the story. What had you land at Galvanize for this particular seminar anyway?
I actually wasn't there. I saw that she was speaking there on Facebook.
Oh,
yes.
And okay.
My husband is pretty techie. So he's the techie side. I'm more the implementer and like the dreamer and how can we make this happen?
Yes.
And so he and I have been talking for years at home about how blockchain would be great for a real estate transaction. And it's going to be years down the road and we'll probably not see it for a long time. Then all of a sudden, literally
she's
like a month and a half later, she's speaking about it. I was like, oh my gosh, I was so excited. And I just grabbed it and ran with it.
Brilliant. You speak very easily and obviously are very educated on this and your profession. Do you see yourself maybe educating others like you've done with your own agents, the way you've created this proprietary training to bring folks on board? I don't mean to put you on the spot, but how do you see yourself as a leader as you implement this?
Well, I'm already speaking on a national level. Next week I'm in San Francisco at the Inman conference.
Okay.
And so I am talking
already
at their tech panel about this and how others could potentially adopt. And so I'm trying to give back. I do have a column. And so I do write on a national and a local scale now.
Well,
too,
here I am acting literally all naive.
That wasn't
a question she provided. Our guests often will say, hey, help me focus on these topics and questions. This was not one of them. So I'm thrilled to hear that.
Yes.
Already speaking, already writing a column specifically around real estate and blockchain, or is it even broader
than
that?
It's more on trends, but I do integrate the blockchain quite a bit. And this is my third national and then my fourth local. And I am speaking on, or I am writing about blockchain this month. So I do try to twist it in, I guess, as much as I can. But most of it's just general trends and just really trying to give back.
And that will help. I think that'll help the whole idea of it moving forward limp along a little bit if you get to be one of the forefathers or foremothers. What would you say? What is the term? What is the term when we're a female and we're on the forefront or foremother?
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
I like that.
That's very exciting. Let's talk a little bit more about True Realty. How many agents then are?
A little less than 100.
Wow, that's huge.
Yeah,
I mean,
we are growing.
Not huge as in some comparison to some, but that's much bigger than I had imagined.
Thanks. Yeah, we just, for 2017, Phoenix Business Journal just announced us the top 23rd office in the Phoenix market. I know we'll by far surpass that for 2018 with our projected growth. So we are growing and people are really taking onto the brand and what we're doing. It's cool.
Love it. And primarily residential.
Primarily, yes. But we do have commercial arm. My background's commercial. I'm insured for commercial. We do dabble here and there.
Yeah, and still doing some of the flips.
Mm-hmm.
Do you find that some of your agents that come on board, they like to do flips as well? Or is that more kind of your sweet spot?
Yeah, I attract a lot of the agent flippers because I understand the space. I allow them to assign and nominate contracts. And there's a lot of more intricacies involved in wholesaling and fixing and flipping. And I'm fully insured for that. So I attract a lot of people that that play in that space.
And I apologize. How long have you had other agents, as you've been a broker, how long have you had other agents working for and with you?
Probably since the second year.
Okay.
Even when I was fixing and flipping, I had about four or five agents that were just working underneath the brokerage, wanted to work for a small boutique company and just wasn't really focused on recruiting. But then the moment I started focusing on recruiting is when grew the
brand. And how long do people tend to stay with you? Because I know real estate is a real if we looked at it in a really large, from a large lens, real estate is come and go. Someone gets their license. They think they're going to do this as a hobby. They find that it's too hard to stay up on everything if it's not their full gig. Even those who make it a full-time gig sometimes, spin out and they're only in it for, a couple of years. But do folks have a long time?
Yeah,
with
our
you?
Retention's very high. I think higher than most. But I mean, it's true. There are not a lot of people have unrealistic expectations for how much time you have to put in to grow a business, especially a real estate business with how competitive it is. We do lose folks. But for the most part, our retention's really, really quite high and we're growing. I mean, 100% growth year over year is definitely telling me we're doing something right.
So let's talk about that doing something right. If I had the benefit of having a couple of agents in here and I said, hey, what keeps you staying at True Realty and what do you love most about working with Sarah? And I'm sorry, your partner's name is?
My director of sales name is Asher Cohen.
Asher. Mm-hmm. So what might somebody say if I said to them, what do you love most about True Realty? What do you think you'd hear back?
If it was a brand new agent, I think they would say it's the support It's the tools. It's the accessibility for help at all given time. They don't really have to wait. Literally, they could call, text, or communicate through our Slack channel, which all the tech companies use. We all use Slack to communicate internally. They'll pretty much have a response within probably 30 minutes, which is unheard of at a brokerage. And a more seasoned agent, it's really the camaraderie, the collaboration. We really support each other as a team. We come from the school of thought that there's enough business out there for everyone.
Amen.
If you're supporting each other. And the way social media works is engagement. The more you engage, the more it comes in people's feeds. And our team, we all support each other like that through our social media and our advertising. And so it's just a great way to be a part of a team, even though real estate's kind of an individualized sport. So it's like you're on a big team, but you have a lot of support system behind you and team behind you.
Nice. How many physical offices then? Is there more than one for
sure?
No,
just the one.
And in Scottsdale, you mentioned. And where are you guys located?
On Scottsdale Road in Indian Bend, kitty corner from the new Ritz-Carlton.
Well, that's a great location.
Yes, that was strategic.
And I would imagine that realtors could, if they wanted to work from home, as far as, or do they all have to physically come?
Oh, no, they absolutely not.
So much flexibility.
People come in and out of the office all the time. We have a lot of open workspaces, very similar to your workspace. Yeah. But they come in all, and if they're in the office too much, that means they're probably not selling.
And so someone might get to be a reminder for them.
Yes.
You can be out in
doing
the field.
Yeah.
Love that. Which again, goes back to that camaraderie and that accountability.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. And I don't know if I already asked you this. How did you get started in real estate?
I was actually a wedding planner at a golf course.
Of course, that's a natural segue.
Is it?
No, I don't know.
I mean, I was working nights and weekends and single in my late 20s. And I'm like, I have to figure out something else to do so that I can get a social life and probably have a higher earning potential. And so I had a girlfriend at the time said, you need to get your real estate license. And I interviewed with a commercial firm and they put me through a pretty rigorous training. Really?
Which you're probably very grateful now because of what it was the catalyst for your career.
It was. It was the building blocks for giving me what I needed to succeed. I have a really strong work ethic, but they put me through the ringer those first couple of years, almost like a hazing, but it was good.
Oh my gosh. It reminds me when Nate Fulmer from Infusionsoft, he's one of their VPs in charge of their partners. Nate was in not too long ago, and his training with Infusionsoft and his interview process, he said something similar. He's like, it was painful. I actually called and cried to my mom and said, this is awful. But now he's VP and he is so grateful for just the rigor and the intensity and the need and the desire to make sure that every detail and every knowledgeable piece that they could pour into you was there. And it sounds like that was similar.
Yes.
Incredible. Side note, my daughter just graduated from ASU with a business degree and has always wanted to be a event planner, and not just an event planner, but a wedding planner. And honestly, I'm like, thank goodness we have wedding planners, but that is not something I would want to do because you really would be every weekend, if you're doing great, would be accounted for. Mm-hmm. And her dad, I used to be in real estate with him, but her dad is still in real estate. And it's just funny that you've mentioned that segue because we'll see in the future what Madison chooses to do. But it's fascinating. So what else would you like to share about blockchain just overall or even as it specifically relates to real estate that maybe our listeners would be curious and interested in? What are you hearing as some of the trends?
Well, there's just a lot of buzz. If you want to start digging about crypto and trading and blockchain technologies and different industries that are adopting it, it's rampant. It's going to be interesting, I think, to see which industry adopts it the fastest. It's looking maybe the financial industry, but we'll wait and see. And when it comes to the crypto world, I'm very excited about the SEC, and I'm excited about regulation a little bit because right now there's a lot going on. In the crypto world where it's just virtual companies not backed by a real company. And I think once we start seeing some regulation there, you'll start seeing, I think, a little bit less volatility and more people wanting to do ICOs and tokenizing their business. And really, I think that the crypto space and the blockchain space is here to stay. It's just going to be, I just don't have a vision quite yet on who's going to adopt it first and really how this crypto world is going to play out.
The prediction that it's financial industry is really going to embrace it and own it. And they kind of are leading the pact right now, aren't they anyway?
I don't know. Yeah. I think it's a toss up between that and the crypto world. Because, the crypto world is built on the blockchain.
Help me. This is, again, my naivety showing. But crypto, is that not currency? Those are two different things.
Cryptocurrency.
Okay, right. So, but that's not necessarily the financial industry.
Correct.
How or why is that different?
So let's just say Wells Fargo wants to put all of their banking processes on the blockchain.
Oh, I just landed with you. Okay.
That was right. Just a general example. But I don't know if Wells Fargo's even doing that.
No, but right. We're all familiar with Wells Fargo, and we're all familiar with our U.S. currency and or, you know, currency, as you explained, the fiat currency, right? Mm-hmm. A variety. Is that what fiat means? A variety of currencies? It's
any global currency.
Right. But cryptocurrency is so new, so different. So it really would make sense that you're talking about them differently.
Yes.
And not synonymously.
Correct.
Thank you. Uh-huh. Okay. I'm feeling we mentioned earlier, you mentioned your husband before we came on air. In addition to while we're on air, I would love to have you both back because you mentioned he's in technology and has been a little bit of the catalyst to say, hey, this is really fascinating. You got to see where this fits for real estate.
Yeah. He's a whiz. He's the CIO of IT development at Arizona State University.
Oh, fun. And he speaks to have him come in and join you.
Yeah, he's a super nerd. It's awesome.
I love super nerds. I have to have them dumb it down for me, but I'm always fascinated.
Yeah, when he talks, you feel like you have to go back to college with me. It's like, I don't even think she knows what she's really talking about, but very different.
You know, you're convincing. It sounds good. And when you're not working, what do you love to do?
It's a toss up between three things. I would say downhill skiing, golfing, and snorkeling. I used to be into scuba, but I had a freak out thing. So now I just do the snorkeling.
So all of those things require some time, right? Golfing, it's a 3 to 4 hour commitment if you're doing 18 holes.
More than that.
Is it?
If you're on a busy course, it could be five.
Right. Yeah. And downhill skiing requires, obviously, at least here in the Metro Phoenix area, getting up to snow. And I used to scuba as well years and years ago. Loved it, but just didn't keep it up. But that also requires finding an ocean somewhere. So is there a favorite place that you love to travel and spend time with your family and friends?
Well, and it doesn't involve any of my... Well, I guess we do golf there.
It doesn't have to.
Every year we go to Estes Park. My family has a cabin there. We just got back from the 4th. We go there for the 4th every year, play a little golf, do a lot of hiking, relaxing, and it's just beautiful snow-capped peaks. So
wonderful.
That's kind of our special place.
Yeah. And tell me... in your life, whether it's been through real estate specifically or just in general, has there been a mentor or two or a guide who's really influenced you? You mentioned you've always been really just a go-getter. Is there someone who's influenced you professionally and or personally that you'd love to give a shout out to?
Yes. Well, I'm a member of EO Entrepreneur Organization. I was in their accelerator group this last year, and I'm phasing into their general group. And they assigned me a mentor this last year, and he was probably one of the best coaches I've ever had. His name's Paul Smith, Service Smith. He's the owner of that, but he's really helped me with my financials, really helping me understand my P&L and my balance sheet and putting together projections for 2018 and really getting granular on my numbers as a CEO. That's really was my weak point in understanding my books. So that's been really integral for the last 12 months, I think, putting me to the next level as a business owner. So he's been awesome.
I love that. And you also said, as you were describing this relationship with Paul, is his name?
Mm-hmm.
That he's been one of your best coaches. So clearly you've made having a guide and or a mentor, I'm assuming in some areas of your life, an important part of your growth as you've moved through your
100%.
Career. 100%. Me too.
It's critical.
Yeah, it is, because we can only learn so much. I mean, thank goodness for the internet and books and audio and that sort of thing and videos to learn from. But there's nothing better, I think, than finding a coach or a consultant to help us learn a skill set and really accelerate that learning trajectory when they get really clear about not only the skill set that they're teaching us, but they can intimately get to know what our hangups are, where our stumbling blocks are, and where we can succeed so they can speak our language and help us grow into those shoes.
Yeah, it's the human element for sure, because you can read every business book and listen to every podcast, but when you're really getting to know somebody intimately and connecting with them, you can help them faster and further.
Love it. And so in addition to Paul, anybody that comes to mind? Not that you have to. The answer could be no, not really.
Not really. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I have had other mentors. I mean, as a business owner, I've really figured out a lot of my own.
It sounds like that. I gather that.
Just a workhorse. In the last year, I've actually taken more vacations I've ever taken in my life.
So
maybe
great,
this
though.
Will be the new Sarah. But yeah, I mean, it would be hard for me even to step away for like 3 or 4 days in the past 10 years. So this year has been very different.
But isn't that true? And the older I get and the more seasoned I get in my commitment to work, that the more I get away from work and retreat and make that as serious of a commitment as work is, and I can step away and breathe a little bit, then when I am back in it, I can really be back in it and, and I'm refreshed. I'm only just on the other side of a year of owning the studio. And so this whole year has been just incredible focus and commitment to work. I mean, I'm sure you could relate, but ridiculous if I were to admit how many hours a week or day I work. And now in my second year, I'm already starting to breathe and pull back a little bit and focus on different aspects of the business because I don't have to be in the weeds with everything anymore. Mm-hmm. And it feels so much better.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, it's been a pleasure to get to know you.
Thank you.
And I'm very sincere about the opportunity to come back and talk about True Realty and whatever else is happening in the real estate industry and or with blockchain globally. And then again, I would love to have you come back and have your husband speak from the IT perspective and as a professor. So very excited about that. Tell our listeners again one more time how they can get a hold of True Realty or where they can find you.
Sure. Our website is easy. It's True Realty, no E on True, truerealty.com. And our phone number, 480-327-6700. And you can find us on every prospective social media channel at True Realty.
I love that. We may even have to have you come back and talk about that. You only highlighted that a little bit when you spoke to the camaraderie of the agents within your brokerage, but also how it benefits people by putting the word out there. So I bet you
engagement.
I bet you're pretty skilled around social media too.
I'm decent. I have an ad agency, thankfully, that helps me with a lot of that too.
Because
it's a full-time job managing your social media presence and your brand awareness.
Hence the reason why I'm glad to be on the outside of my first year of business, because at one point I was handling it all and I was about going crazy. Well, again, thank you for being here. It's such a pleasure to have this perspective around blockchain and real estate specifically. And it gets me excited. I have not been really up on blockchain. And so this is helpful for me to get a little bit of a different perspective as to where we're headed. And hopefully you've provided that same insight for our listeners as well. You've been listening to Phoenix Business Radio with Business Radio X, broadcasting live from within Max 6 and Conscious Capitalism Arizona studio. Some media leans left, some lean right, and we lean business. Until next time, I'm Karen Nowicki.